Hello, what's up guys? Eman from Peso Smart Peach here. Welcome to a new episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. Appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about Binance. So, ito yung report ni Ajay Kashyap. Actually, this was last week pa. So, Philippines SEC to block access to world's largest crypto exchange, Binance. The SEC said it already requested Google and Meta to prohibit online advertisements from Binance appearing to users in the Philippines. The SEC said that Binance was not authorized to sell or offer securities to the public in the Philippines, pursuant to Republic Act No. 8799 or the Securities Regulation Code. So, similar to the BSP, yung SEC natin, fina-follow lang din nila yung ginagawa ng SEC sa US. So, yung BSP, fina-follow yung, or ini-imitate yung policy from the US Fed. Then, same thing sa SEC natin. Kasi in the US, SEC, so ito, yung article from Morning Brew, another crypto king falls. So, nag-step down na si CZ or si Changpeng Zhao. Siya yung dating CEO ng Binance. And then he pleaded guilty sa, I believe that was fraud charges, if I'm not mistaken. And apparently, around $4.3 billion yung babayaran na fine na tong Binance. And last week, I thought magda-dump yung BNB coin, but it didn't really happen. Probably because medyo malakas ngayon yung Bitcoin and like crypto in general. Although nagkaroon ng konting what you call this? Ng konting pagbagsak but hindi siya like sobrang nag-dump. Kasi syempre nag-spread din yung FUD. Kasi malaki-laki itong babayaran ng Binance. $4.3 billion is not a small. Hindi siya parang slap lang sa wrist. No? And, well, sinabi din naman ni CZ na yung Binance, yung financials ng Binance, the whole business is very healthy. So, hopefully that's true. And, ang kinatatakot kasi ng majority ng mga crypto people is baka gamitin, no? Yung, for example, mga nakadeposit na coins or pera. Hindi naman siya fiat kasi syempre pagka nagpasok ka sa Binance like kino-convert mo yung fiat mo into cryptocurrency. So yung mga assets kumbaga ng customers ng Binance, pwedeng yun yung gamitin. Yung sinasabi ng iba, nag-spread ng FUD. Yun daw yung gagamitin, no? Customer funds yung gagamitin to pay for this fine. But of course, Binance reiterated na they won't do that. And of course that won't make any sense kasi they will be in much deeper trouble if they do that and it gets, you know, discovered or malaman, of course, ng, you know, authorities. And then from CCN, Binance users in the Philippines warned SEC takes a leaf out of the US playbook. So, sa key takeaways ng tayo, the Philippines SEC has warned Binance users that the exchange is operating without a license. And then the regulator has moved to block access to the Binance website and app. So, we're not sure of the timeline when this will happen. So, the SEC, they're currently working with the NTC. And of course, syempre, mag-follow dyan since under ng NTC yung mga internet service providers natin or yung ISPs. So, Globe, Converge, PLDT, whatever. Lahat yan mag-comply if magkaroon na ng... It's not gonna be a law per se. Probably like a memorandum of some sort. Kasi syempre kailangan magkaroon ng kumbaga official something para or somewhat declaration para ma-enforce yun, di ba? Kasi if wala pang ganun, of course, ma-access pa rin natin yung Binance, yung website and yung app dito sa Philippines without any issue. But kapag yun nga, na-finalize na lahat, and of course, magko-comply nga itong mga ISPs natin, then mabablock na itong Binance dito sa Philippines. And then, the SEC is arguing that the cryptocurrencies are securities. Agency's approach to exchanges mirrors that of its US counterpart. So let's go na dito sa document mismo na galing sa SEC. So this, their advisory against Binance. And they said this is to inform the public that the online cryptocurrency exchange Binance is not authorized to sell or offer securities to the public in the Philippines. So what will happen to PDAX, to PayMaya, or Maya na lang? So diba, they're VASP, so virtual asset, not being VASP, virtual asset something P. So they're registered, no, to like exchange fiat into cryptocurrencies. So what will happen to those platforms? And marami pa rin namang ibang alternatives other than Binance and the ones that I mentioned. Meron ding CoinsPH, right? And then yung GCash, meron na rin silang GCrypto, but they just partnered with PDAX. So kumbaga parang iisa lang din sila, may branding lang ng GCash. So I'm curious what will happen to those businesses and to those apps. Like, will they be blocked as well? Similar to Binance? But I guess yung issue with Binance then is like, they're not registered as a VASP then here in the Philippines. Kasi for example, yun, nagbumili ka ng Bitcoin. So it's just exchanging fiat into cryptocurrency. So that's not necessarily buying a security. And Bitcoin is not a security in the first place. Although, we can argue na, you know, some, for example, Ethereum, it can be classified as a security. Is diba merong voting, something like that? Kasi nag-switch sila sa, I can't remember the term, tagal ko hindi gumagawa ng episode about crypto. Like, before, similar sila sa Bitcoin. Okay, I'll just search it. Yun, proof of something. Okay, so it came back to me. So, proof of work siya before, similar to Bitcoin, yung Ethereum. And then, nag-switch na sila to proof of stake. So, ba, nagkakaroon ng voting mechanism, like, kung ano ba yung next step and kung i-allow ba yung mga upgrades, yung mga updates dun sa blockchain. So, similar din with Algo or Algorand. So, proof of stake din sila. So, yeah, we can argue na they're essentially securities. Although, yung security kasi, bumibili ka ng shares of stock sa isang company. And yung company na yun, yung business na yun, they promise a portion of their income kapag kumita sila. So it's paid as dividends. Ganun nag-work essentially, or at the surface level yung securities or yung stocks. But when it comes to cryptocurrency kasi, they don't really pay dividends unless ito pa yung isang issue with Binance. Kasi pwede ka mag-yield farm, di ba, sa Binance. So, yun yung investment angle dito sa platform ng Binance. So, pwede ka mag-yield farm, pwede ka mag-stake, di ba, ng Bitcoin, ng ibang coins, ng ibang cryptocurrencies. So, kumbaga yun yung magiging angle na, okay, in-offer nyo to. So, dapat hindi pwede to. Dapat, ang pwede lang is mag-exchange from fiat into cryptocurrency and vice versa, from cryptocurrency to fiat. So, ganun lang yung, kumbaga, i-allow ng SEC. Kasi nga, meron tayo nitong mga VASP or VASP. So, we're gonna go there later. So, yan. Ito yung mga sinabi nila. Hindi natin isa-isa yan. So, ito. While it appears that the operators of the platform are registered brokers or dealers overseas in the Philippines before securities and investment products can be sold or offered to the public, the Securities Regulation Code requires. So ito yung mga weird na gusto nilang i-require to Binance, which is not really that plausible for them to do kasi nga hindi naman securities yung cryptocurrency. So it's a different thing. Kumbaga parang nasa wala siya sa scope, no? Parang wala sa jurisdiction ng SEC yung cryptocurrencies. Like, they have to create a different or a separate set of rules for cryptocurrency exchanges. Like, they can't treat Binance as similar to, for example, BPI or SM. Like, they just offer stocks. And yung capital na raise nila is just being injected back to the business. And that's not what Binance do. And hindi rin yung ginagawa ng mga cryptocurrencies na pwedeng i-trade sa Binance. So again, it's very weird. So number one, that the securities being offered are registered with the Philippine Securities and Exchange Commission. This involves filing an application for registration and providing detailed information about the securities, including the issuance price, the use of proceeds, and the nature of the securities. Again, those things, it essentially can't be done. As the issuance price, like, hindi naman mag-IPO yung Binance, right? Hindi naman mag-IPO yung Bitcoin. Kasi you can already buy it, like anywhere, right? So, the use of proceeds, again, decentralized yung Bitcoin and most of the other cryptocurrencies. But, you know, the most decentralized talaga in that category is Bitcoin. And the nature of the security, again, essentially, Bitcoin is not a security. And then number two, that the securities must be issued by a corporation or a licensed dealer, both of which should be registered in the Philippines. Again, can't be done. So, kumbaga, their hands are tied. So, they can't really do anything about this. And then number three, that the issuer possesses a secondary license to sell or offer securities to the public. So, I think the best way is to just register as a VASP or VASP for Binance to, like, continue operating. But, of course, magiging limited din. Mawala yung mga staking and all that, yung mga yield farming. So, essentially, hindi na pwede yun. And, of course, ito, yung warning din sa public. Yung mga nagpo-promote. So, anyone who acts as a salesman, broker, dealer, or agent, representative, promoter, recruiter, influencer, endorser, and enablers of Binance. So, pwedeng mapatawan ng penalty. Yung maximum fine is around 5 million pesos. So, yung range yan is, of course, pwedeng mas mababa. And yung max is 5M. Or imprisonment of 21 years or both. So that is a heavy punishment for this one. So essentially, they just want Binance to comply with, like, everything that they want them to comply with. Or probably, kung gusto mag continue mag-operate ng Binance, of course, yun nga, yung first step na nakita kong feasible is to register as a VASP or VASP, pay a fine. Kasi, di ba, ang laki nung fine na babayaran ng Binance sa US, $4.3 billion. So, a fraction of that can be paid to the Philippine SEC as well. If gustong mag-settle, right? So ito, nasan yung VASP? Then Virtual Asset Service Provider or VASP. So yun yung ibig sabihin nila. Yan, licensed virtual currency exchanges in the Philippines. So limited na yung mga pwede natin gamitin. So of course, nito pa rin yung yung Coins PH, nasan Coins? Ito, yung, not sure how to pronounce it, but it's probably better. So yun yung Coins, and then we have here yung mga familiar Maya, or previously known as PayMaya, and then PDAX, and then yung Union Bank meron na rin. So I just, yung updated, ngayon ko lang nalaman to. Then meron din mga former na VCEs. But yeah, if you wanna check this out, nasa Bitpinas to. Kumbaga, just to be safe na lang din. If nasa exchange pa or nasa Binance yung mga cryptocurrencies nyo, then it's probably a good time now to transfer it sa pwedeng virtual wallet or like hardware wallet. So sa virtual wallet, pwedeng MetaMask, pwedeng, ano ba may ibang wallets? I can't think of anything kasi yung sa Ronin naman, it's limited. Hindi lahat ng coins is inaccept dun. And then, what else? Phantom? I'm not sure if Phantom is safe anymore. Kasi nagkaroon ng problema, like, I think last year. Nagkaroon ng mass hack dun sa Phantom. And then, of course, yung safest route is to transfer your cryptocurrency sa hardware wallet. So, ginagamit ko is yung Trezor pa din. So, Bitcoin and Ethereum lang may nandun. And then, meron din akong Pera wallet for Algorand. And, actually, nag-stay lang sa Bit sa Binance is yung BNB coin lang din. So, I don't really hold that much cryptocurrencies sa Binance mismo. And of course, syempre meron pa rin tayong Ronin and konting AXS and SLP. And naka-connect din naman yung sa hardware wallet sa Trezor. So, it's relatively safe. So, yep, that's pretty much it for this episode, guys. Let me know your thoughts about this sa comment section. If you have any, you know, suggestions or like reactions. Or did you see this coming? Probably yes, most of us. Kasi nung bull market, hindi siya masyado pinapansin because like everyone's having fun. So, merong parang dopamine high kasi pataas lang ng pataas yung market. And then, everyone's making money. And of course, yun, bear market, nagtaas ng interest rate, and borderline recession in the US, same thing with the Philippines. So, yeah. Ngayon sila nag-tighten ng policies. So, tight na yung policy sa yung monetary policy and of course, sa mga ganitong exchanges and investment platforms or financial instruments, mas nagigipit din sila. Since, yun nga, mas kumunti din naman yung users, of course. Since hindi na hype no yung trading ng yung pag-trade ng crypto. But yeah, anyway, thanks for watching and listening. See you on the next one. Always remember, be peso smart.